Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo son, I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already, you know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, bro. You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out of this?
Give just a second, we need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mapped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking, I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disastrous faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever and don't mean they care. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to bear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. Understand you, turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shots where you wanna shoot, talks where you wanna toast. Done my junk driving it, my license revoked. Did my shop lifting it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble comes, guess who puts a knife to my throat? And stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. That's the story of my life. Uh-oh. That's the story of my life. Yeah. That's the story of my life. Yeah, 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 yeah. Stains of all my childhood sorrows.
Welcome back to The Purpose of Closure with your host, Cassandra Brand. First, we'd like to do the announcements and give you updates on how The Purpose of Closure is coming along. I want to first thank all the listeners and your support, your response, your questions, your phone calls, your encouragements. All of them are welcome and appreciated. I want to give you instructions on once you see the post and the picture comes up with the number. The number is used for when you can call in. But at the bottom of the frame, it says you can download, use default, or either to open the window. You can download the episodes and save them onto your hard drive, or either you can listen to it live by clicking on the play button. It's used just like media play. If you'd like to be put on the email list for notifications, you can also click on, there is a message button for email, Gmail. You will find that on the navigation bar on the left-hand side. I had a few inquiries as far as the time that has been scheduled. This is launched at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're in Central, that'll be 5:30 p.m. your time. So if you missed the episode, you can download it and replay it. Also, I'd like to share the announcement with you. On February 15, 2014, I will be having a debut and book signing. It will be at Antoni's Caribbean Cafe, located at 6434 West Sugar Creek Road. That's Charlotte, North Carolina. The code is 28269. You can map it out. And that is the day right after February. We'll be having a guest speaker, two guest speakers, saxophone player, and also books will be available there for purchase as well, and the purpose of closure merchandise. Now, as you see posted, which was a mistake, the topic is keep doing what God is telling you to do. God has your back. It was not supposed to be the virtuous woman. That was a mistake. So you have to stay here with me on this one, okay? Going into the book of Psalms, Psalms 27, starting from the first verse. The Lord is my life, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. So even when your enemies come up against you and try to destroy you, you don't worry about that because God has your back. Thou hosts should encamp against me. My heart should not fear. The war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. You don't be confident within yourself. You be confident that God has your back, because we don't have the strength or the power to fight it on our own. When God is telling you to do something, you continue to do it. You don't just stop, because when you fear something, it will paralyze you. It will keep you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. Not saying that the flesh is going to be a little bit uncomfortable. Things will go through your mind. And even sometimes when things look like they're not working out, you continue to do what you're supposed to do, because God has your back. He's working everything out in the scenes. You just can't see it. On the fourth verse of the 27th chapter of Psalms, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I would seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. When you set upon a rock is very solid. The foundation is very solid. It cannot be shaken. It cannot be moved once he places you there. God is your rock and your shield. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing yea. I will sing praises unto the Lord. Praises is a sacrifice. But as the higher the praises, the more the praises go up, the more the blessings come down. Sometimes you have to praise your way through when you don't see a way through. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. You have to cry out to him. You have to talk to him in order to get your directions. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. So right here it's saying even when a mother and father forsake you, if your mother and father forsake you, what makes you think that a friend or a sister or a brother won't? You have to totally put your trust in God. When he gives you a vision, people don't see what you see. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies or false witness are rising up against me, and such breathe out cruelly. I have fell unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. But this is what he's telling you. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He will give you the strength to do what you need to do. When you don't see no way out, when you feel that you don't have the strength, it comes deep within from the heart, from the spirit man, because the flesh is weak. And if you continue to feed the flesh junk, that's what the flesh become. But if you continue to feed your flesh praise, thanksgiving, the word of God, staying encouraged, being encouraging, instead of feeding negative things to yourself or to people or thinking negative thoughts, you have to stay encouraged. And if no one ever encourages you, you have to learn how to encourage yourself through the word of God and giving him his praise and his glory, which will edify your body, which is a part of the body of Christ. I'm very adamant about this today because it seems as though the enemy don't want to get this message out. So press your way through. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, because he has your back. People always say in the street, I got your back, I got your back. I'm like, okay, well, if you got my back, who got your back? But I know who has my back. God tells me in his word, with Psalms 27 and Psalms 91 that we have been talking about for the last past 2 days. Now, this has nothing to do with the topic. As I said, the topic was accidentally uploaded. It should have been the part three of keep doing what God is telling you to do, that God has your back. We're going to take a break right now and then come back with some more announcements.
Yeah. Before you go, where do you think you're going? You will never reach here. Sorry. You think that's all?
How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. Just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high. My limit is beyond the sky. They used to try to hold me. Can't stop me now. Weight is what they told me. I can't hear it now. Now they wanna know me. I'm bling blinging now. Everybody's tripping cause Ray Ray's hitting. Members of the family I never met before are suddenly around me, knocking at my door with a half-assed story, looking for a cure. They want what
time to shine. I'm a fabulous player and my goals are high, just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flapper, stayer, and my goals are high, high, high. My limit is beyond the sky. Baby mother popping up, I don't know about. Claiming that they wanna cut up my bank account. Got the sugar ray touch, so I got my doubt. The DNA is matching up, cause I always back it up. Time for rearranging. Those who wanna think, they tell me that I'm changing. Thinking that I'm got chicken heads paging. Bitch. Ain't no time to play around, moving on to higher ground. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high, just as high as my wings can fly. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high, my limit is beyond the sky. How you gonna stop me when it's time to shine? I'm a flatbush player and my goals are high, high,
All right, now, Time to Shine. That's Time to Shine by Ray Vaughan. I love that song. We all have our time to shine, but we can't shine on our own. We have to be that light that's been set upon a hill that no man can put out. And remember that every good and perfect gift comes from God and it has no sorrow. So when you say it's time to shine, you have to make sure that your light is shining that no man can put out. There's a process, there's a responsibility that we are obligated to do during the process of being obedient to continue to do what God is telling us to do. And one of the things, physically, we have to take care of our health, eat right, rest right, exercise, feed our minds, and take care of our bodies. That is the basic responsibility that we should just do as we should do for ourselves. We have to take responsibility to meditate, not medicate, but meditate. Go into a secret, quiet place. When I was writing my book, that's what I had to do. It took me so long because I had to find a quiet place in order to meditate. You cannot do that if you're constantly running the streets, if you're constantly busy, minding everybody else busy, or busy not taking care of your business. You have to put yourself aside in consecration. Cut it down. Sometimes if you're doing 3 or 4 hours of television, cut it down to 1 hour, 30 minutes. You have to just slowly decrease. And as you decrease the things that are hindering you from being productive, you will increase more in becoming productive. There's a responsibility we have. God's just not going to jump out the sky and wave a wand over you and do it all for you. When you're not in good health or condition and you feel like you're having a breakdown, it can become a breakthrough if you're steadfast and exhibit discipline, self-control. These are the fruits, the good fruits of the Spirit. Self-control, discipline, meekness, humbleness, kindness. These things, if you continue to exercise, it will bring you life. It will become productive. It will blossom. It will bloom. And we talked about seeds. It's just like a seed that has been sown, but you have to continue to nourish it and water it, and it has to have sunlight in order to grow and blossom, to become beautiful. And whatever mission that you may be on, that's exactly how you have to handle it on a daily basis. You can't pull it off the shelf and deal, play with it a little bit. Then when you get tired, put it back on the shelf. You have to be consistent and persistent. And as you continue to do these things, God will continue to cover your back and open doors that no man can close. We have a responsibility. As you begin reading my book, the first volume, if you have not, even in the second volume, it talks about doors. The reason why there are revolving doors, because as you continue to do the same things, you get the same results. It talks about slam shut doors. Doors have been slammed shut because God is telling you, no, don't go that way. Rejection is direction. And then he opens up a door, but you have to make the choice to enter into. We have a choice, but we also have our part, a responsibility of being productive, proactive. Next week we'll begin to start reading chapters out of the book to give you some insight, to get your interest stirring. It is an autobiography. It starts from childhood, and it's in increments from a child to 17, 17 to 20, 21. The purpose is in order to share my story for God's glory, because there's so many things that are happening in this world with our children right in our face, and we don't even realize it, or we acting like we don't see it, or maybe it's because we don't want to see it. But ignorance is a bliss, and that is my purpose, to inform you what is going on right in your face, in your neighborhood. It can even be in your home. It's a must read. And when you finish reading it, share it. Give it to someone else. 10% of the proceeds go to my favorite charity, Girls Talk, which is helping and making a difference in our communities with our young ladies and our little girls, teaching them to become women of integrity. If you don't have a child in that age, maybe you have a niece or have someone, a close friend, that have a child that age. Judge Mathis also have a program for young men, empowering families, because we have to put an effort into our communities. Now, we're doing 30 minutes on the show, and it's 6:55 now. So we're going to play a little story of my life for you for the last 4 minutes. But until then, check out our website, www.thepurposeofclosure.com. You'll find all your update events and information. You can keep up on what's going on. You can also purchase the book on the website as well as Amazon. The books will be available in the stores on the shelves by February. It's already been ordered like hotcakes. It's a blessing to wake up every morning and see orders on your website that are being made and gone out. One has been sold even to the Netherlands. So the word in the book is getting out, and it is a true blessing. Tell someone and share the information with them. Thank you, and you have a wonderful evening.
I know what you're trying to do, man. I know what you're trying to do. All that stuff you're doing, I done been through all that already. You know what I'm saying? You know you done messed up, bro. You know you done messed up. You know you done messed up. How you gonna get yourself out of this?
Give just a second. We need to talk. I don't like the path that you've chosen to walk. I'm not trying to swoop down on you like a hawk. I just don't wanna see your body mopped out in chalk. I know what you're thinking. I see all your thoughts. This glory you're after, I've already thought. But all that you fight for will end up to naught. Disaster runs faster, you're gonna get caught. People will tell you what you wanna hear. Just means they're clever, it don't mean they're here. I hope what I'm telling you comes across clear. Cause this is your life, there's no second chance here. I don't think I'm perfect or anything near. Made some mistakes of my own through the years. That you don't learn from, that is my biggest fear. Don't make me a failure, it's too much to bear. Stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind. Are there any bright tomorrows? Pain is all I seem to find. How did I ever get to be here? Oh, the truth cuts like a knife. Papa used to tell me about karma. That's the story of my life. Won't understand you. Turn to your friends cause you think that they can. Remember I wasn't born as a grown man. These problems been here ever since I began. You ain't wearing diapers, I can't hold your hand. You're falling, just let me show you how to land. If your friends really loved you, then it would be grand. Then why ain't they here when you're sinking in sand? Cause been where you wanna go, that ain't no joke. You're only hurting yourself with all that stuff you smoke. Shots where you wanna shoot, talks where you wanna tote. Done my junk driving it, my life is revoked. Did my shot lifted it, hit stuff in my coat. Suddenly found myself being a scapegoat. It only takes a pebble to start rocking the boat. When trouble comes, guess who put the knife to my throat? And stains of all my childhood sorrows on the walls of my mind.